Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends, and it's our bonus show. It's our punting preview for the round 8 of the AFL Premiership season. And Swanee has quite vocally reminded me that it's not a bonus show this week because it's the only show that we're doing as I double booked over the lads. I forgot about them, but we're going to drop into the conversation with Dane Swan and Ralphie Horowitz, where Dane is reminding us all, in case you forgot, that he's a new dad. What do you mean? You're going to replace me because I'm pregnant. Can you do that in this day and age?
The WWE one. I said, you won't be able to. You won't be able to because you'll have a newborn. It's not as easy as it seems. I've got one.
Yeah, tell me what it's like, Dane.
Oh, fucking good luck. Trust me.
Yeah?
Getting up, driving 45 minutes to a podcast and making sure he or she is quiet for an hour and a half and not having a break and then have to drive an hour and a half on your own on the way home. That's not guaranteed.
You said he or she. Are you just assuming?
What
might be a baby?
Yeah, okay. I don't even know what the other word is. An it? What is it? I don't know.
A they?
They? Are they?
Okay. Did you just call it a baby?
They.
Wow.
Yeah, a baby. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Wow. No, they're not. Are they?
Oh no.
They're calling them babies.
Good baby. Lord.
Babies.
Why?
They with baby on the end. Baby.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm in charge because I'm the mother and it's a baby.
You're the birthing parent.
Do you reckon when you undo the nappy, it might just give it away that it's not a they?
Well, that would be the obvious thing, Ralph. But the world isn't as obvious as it seems anymore.
It's a guessing game. It's a guessing game.
Hey, before we get into it, just on the off chance, because this isn't the bonus episode because we haven't doing an episode, How's Collingwood going, Dane? Our listeners want to know, away from just tipping them. Because your heart's going better than your brain at tipping.
Who says anyone's tipping them?
You have
Did you tip
them? Oh, yeah, I have been. I did tip them on the weekend. I actually thought they were going to be really, then I realised they were worse than first thought. Well, how do you reckon they're going? All you have to do is turn on the TV or put on a footage show to realise how bad they're going.
But you're not on those shows.
Yeah, no, they're going fucking ordinary, aren't they? Probably this is only a short one, so maybe we'll be here for 20 minutes dissecting the Pies, but it's going to be a long year.
What would you like to see?
Well, I think the senior boys, I think it's going to be hard for them because they're so used to success, or not so much the ultimate success, but just playing in finals and, like, you know, even if they haven't, there's like a sniff till at the end of the year. Now they just know. So, like, all the older boys, it's going to be really hard to have the motivation, enthusiasm and the want to come out and dominate it each week. So it's going to be hard for those boys. So what I would like is what everyone wants to see. You need to see what kids are going to take you into the next wave of success. So, you know, as great as the senior players have been, they should, in my opinion, they shouldn't be taking up the best spots in the team. Like, so you obviously Brody's been in the ruck and he's going to be there for a long time, but give these young kids 70% game time in the midfield and then push some of the other established guys out to a half forward, out to these outside roles so you can see if these young kids have got it, because you can't find out if a young kid is a good player if he's all he's fucking doing is playing as a half forward and pushing up on the opposition sweeper and just playing a defensive forward role. Like, you usually get drafted because you're, you know, a good player. Not many players get drafted because they're good defensive players. Well, all the young talent, especially the first draft picks, are good young talent and have flair and know how to play the game, get a lot of the ball in the juniors and dominate. So you got to let them be able to have a full game in the midfield. And they don't have to be the best players every week. But how many of the young kids so far have gone, shit, you know what? He had 27 and kicked a goal. He's actually got something. And then he might have a few quiet ones. But none of them have been given the opportunity to play in the midfield. So, righto, mate, Saturday, this is you're going to play in the midfield. We're going to see what you can do. Give him 2 or 3 weeks. And if obviously, you know, that's it, well, then push him out of the side and then let the senior boys go in there. But, you just got to see what this club's got.
Does that mean when they bounce the ball, steal and penalties aren't necessarily in the middle?
Yeah, I think they have to start to acknowledge that they're not playing finals this year. Now, I don't know whether internally, you know, footy clubs are footy clubs, boys. If we get on a roll, anything can happen. So, until they're maybe actually mathematically out of the finals, I'll keep pushing towards it. But because you're not going to hear Pendle or something go, yeah, listen, we're fucked. So, listen, I'm always going to, you know, coach the end of the year. So, they're going to have to, you know, say all the right things and now we keep wanting to win every game and stuff like that and all the same shit that every club says when they're struggling. But I think you need to see these young kids go, Finn McCrae, give him a go. You know what? He's actually a bit like his brother. He's had 27 or, you know, he did some really good stuff. So let's just keep giving them the opportunity so to fast track their development, because keeping them out of the main spots in the side, it gives them games, but they don't really learn how to play as a midfielder or how to play, you know, as a wing or play as a good halfback or centre forward, whatever it is. But fuck, what would I know?
You've just described, I'm not being smart at all nor parochial, but what you've just described is actually what Petrarca, Oliver and Brayshaw were showing 3 and 4 years ago, because they were given those opportunities because we were shit. But that gave them that opportunity.
Exactly, and it takes time. Steele and Pendles were obviously exceptions. They came in pretty well as juniors. It took me 50, 60, 70 games. So the more you can fast-track that development and get them into those and play them on Petrarca or play them on the good mids and go, fuck, you know, that's actually the work rate that's needed, or play, I don't even know if we've got any young key talls or key backs, I wouldn't know. But, you know, play them on a good centre-forward or play them, you know, a centre-forward and go, mate, you're going to get flogged from time to time, but this is what you need to play at AFL level. And then obviously got to figure out whether Bucks is a coach or not. And that's all. Because that's a tough one. Because then, does Bucks keep coaching for now, or is he because he thinks he's going to lose his job, or they go, righto, you've got the job, so they start playing the kids. Because if he's at the end of the year, if his job is dependent on wins or losses, why would he play the fucking young kids? Yeah. You just play your best senior 22 if you got that gives you the best chance of winning. And go, well, listen, we finished 10 and 12, so give me another gig. So it's a tough one. Then it's like, you know, whose fault the club's in this position? If it's the coach's fault because he draftees and selections and the salary cap, well, then probably doesn't deserve to be there. If it's someone else's fault and Bucks had nothing to do with that, well, is it his fault that we're going shit? So does he deserve another year? So lots of questions to be asked, but I'm the last person who should be answering them.
I want to ask you one before Sam starts the preview, because everyone with no abilities had a say and everyone with abilities had a say. And that's about Darcy Moore. So I'll be one without ability who's going to say one more thing. I just reckon the one thing that Bucks didn't do was, we often talk about this in the punting because it's our money. When you change your information, you change your conclusion after you change information. So when he put him up forward, he first put him up forward when Howe and DeGoey were playing, right? And then they both got injured.
Yeah.
But then he stuck him, he left him up forward. And I thought, I understood why they did it. But then once Howe's out of your back line, then you're in real strife.
Yeah. Well, I think he should play that. I mean, he's all Australian halfback. He's an all Australian centre halfback. Play best players in the best positions. There's no point finding out whether Darcy's a centre forward.
Right.
We know he's a centre back. Let someone else find out if they're a key forward. Let that Darcy Cameron go, righto. I don't know how old he is, but give him the rest of the year and go figure out whether you've got it. Surely that Bo McCreary, there's surely a couple of young tall kids that have come through play Geordie down there because he obviously doesn't look like he's got it at the minute in the midfield.
Yep.
So just, I think Darcy should be half. I think Darcy should go back to where he belongs and half back. And he looks more, way much more comfortable there. He looks so much better going to attack the ball. But mind you, they could help the coach by fucking being able to kick the ball at half back and not turning it over so much. But I reckon they just look like they know their season's over and it's just taking them a couple of weeks to get the head right and go, you know, cause they're probably, oh, fuck, this is fuck. We've got such a long year to go, especially the senior blokes who, you know, want the ultimate success. So they've probably come to the realisation it's like, this is going to be a tough year and you can't be up every week faking enthusiasm that. So I reckon they're probably just taking a whack for it. And it'll come back, but it might just take a while for them to reset, get their heads back and go, righto, this is what we're fighting for. This is what we're trying to achieve and reset the goals. Because at the start of the year, finals were their goals. So now that they're 1-5 or something, now you've probably gone, fuck, this is fuck. Like, what a pain. Can I really be fucked on this? Like, you know, you just get out there moping and then once the opposition gets on top, you go, here we go again. Like, they've got nothing to fight for. And even though, like you said, well, they're playing AFL, yes, we're all competitive, yes, we are, but once you've sort of been successful for so long, it's hard to drop off. And then when you're looking around going, how the fuck are we so bad? Or why are we on the bottom all of a sudden? Like, who are these young kids next to me? And so it's hard to, it takes a while to mentally get your head back around it. So, listen, they're not going to win a lot of games, but I'll surprise a few. And as long as their effort for, you know, 100 minutes is good, that's the problem, because it looks like their effort drops off and they just go, well, I can't be fucked anymore.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm not there. That's just from an outsider and watch. I've been in the club, but I certainly don't ask them what the problem is. They probably wouldn't tell me anyway. But, yeah, and then their drafting and stuff like that. Like, heard they might not be able to get Nick Dacos so they don't have enough points or something. I don't even know how the fucking points work. But,
same.
I saw father's son use Ghost here, no matter what. But, apparently they're going to have to go on a deficit, which I don't know what that means. So they've got no draft picks. So it doesn't look great. It's a long way from being sunny at the Collingwood at the minute. Mm. But listen, you can't be on top forever. You know, if you're not first, you're last. I say, Ralph. So we might well.
There it is.
We might as well be last. Yeah.
Well, there it is. Well, let's have a look at some of the other games this round, as we mentioned. It's round 8 and it is a big Friday night clash between the Richmond Tigers and the Geelong Footy Club. Richmond are going in favourites at $1.58. Geelong paying $2.39. The line is 8.5 and the over-unders is 154.5. Ralph.
I'm first. All right. Well, on the basis of these two things, Geelong played exceptionally well, but it looked like it was the old SCG curse. I don't know if you believe in this, Dane. I heard... James Hurdoff. Well, it's this. James Hurdoff talked about this, that at SCG, the centre half forward's no man's land because you're too close to the midfield and too far from the whatever he meant. But I know what he meant with the shorter ground. So they had all the KPI, but Sydney fortunately got up. Whereas Richmond played well against the Bulldogs, but gee, I know Dusty's back, but gee, Cotchin's out, still no Grimes. Higgins back for Geelong. I think Geelong's a massive over. So Geelong at 239 and the points, I think, is a interesting bet. And I would also have a look at the unders. I don't think they're going to score 154.5, these two, because they'll both want to shut the game down. As I said last week, Richmond's sweet spot is at 70 point range, around about 70 points a game. So I think under is not a bad option too.
And depending on the weather, obviously, Ralph.
Yes.
first of all, I want to commend you on your multi, $10 multi, was it?
$11
multi. And our West Coast was a get out, which was easy. It was easy to turn it off, and it was halfway through a third. It was easy money.
It's fun watching.
So we've actually been very profitable the last 5-6 weeks. So you obviously know what I'm thinking, Ralph, don't you?
What's that? Math science?
It's going to get us. Yes. We're due for
horror.
Exactly. So I'm just warning the good people out there. Simple math science is going to come and jump on us so 1 week very, very soon, and we're going to go shit out. So
yes,
it's nice of you to give them the heads up, Dane. That's very thoughtful.
Well, it's coming. I know it's simple. I don't know how else to say, but it's simple math science. It's the way the world works. I'm opposite I'm the opposite of you, Ralph. I think the under's not a bad bet, but I am taking Richmond at the line. I think they got their bite back, even though thought it happened against Sydney, then they got their bite back, then they got flogged again. But Geelong, well, they still don't impress me. no danger field. Yeah, Richmond for fuck knows why, but I just think until you beat the Rich, Geelong haven't proven they can beat them. Until you beat the best, you won't get a vote in my book.
There it is.
So Richmond at the line, -8.5.
Fair enough. Well, that's Friday Night Footy. We move on to the first game of Saturday where we see Greater Western Sydney taking on the Essendon Bombers. GWS, $1.41. They're favourites to Essendon's $2.94. The line is 17.5 and the over-unders is 171.5. Dane, how does that sit with you?
Oh, it sits very comfortably, Sam, actually. I think GWS have found their groove. I think a three-goal... I like GWS at the line. Three goals. I think they'll cover that. I think Hogan up forward. Look good for him. Toby Green just signed. Essendon will be thereabouts. Like, they've got some very good young kids. Obviously very good against us. That's not saying much. And they went down. They went down to Carlton, which also isn't saying a great deal. So I think GWS at the line. Yep, and I like them just to win in my multi.
We'll get to that, Ralph.
Agree with all that. I also think the overs is a good bet here, 171 points, because one thing, as you said, Swanee, they scored goals against Collingwood and losing against Carlton, they scored goals. They're scoring goals, Essendon, and so's GWS. Now they've got Hogan there. So I think it'll be a real free-flowing game, and the Giants will back themselves at home to do that. And or it might even be Canberra, by the way, because of the one COVID case in Sydney. So there's a chance that it might be moved to Canberra. But either way, I think it'll be a good scoring game, and the overs is a good bet as well. But, yeah, GWS should look after Essendon.
We'll move on to the next game where we see Gold Coast taking on St Kilda. Gold Coast are paying $1.84. They're going in favourites, and St Kilda are paying $2. The line is only 1.5, and the over-unders is 160.5. Ralph, that's a low line, but... neither of these clubs have been overly impressive.
Love saying change information, change the conclusion. I think we now have to trust the Suns are at least playing for their coach and playing pretty exciting footy, and the young kids are getting it together. I can't trust St Kilda yet. I know they blew away Hawthorn, but and this, in fairness to me, Dane, last week when I said Hawthorn, within 24 hours they had a mirror out. I think they had then Tuck and Crawford and Hodge and they had that many outs by the time they come. They had no chance.
Excuses like ourselves, mate. Everyone's got one and they all stink. I don't want to hear that, mate.
Fair enough.
We're recording this Wednesday night. So, yes, obviously take that into consideration if you're listening and four of their best players go out after we give a tip. But, yeah, so we're doing this Wednesday night. People are screaming about having the teams back on a Thursday night. Hey, I don't know what the big fuss is.
It's just the tradition. You look through the paper on a Friday, and the fact that people are saying you look through the paper shows that it's a boomer argument, because most people don't even get a paper anymore.
Yeah, exactly. mate, if you can name people, mate, blokes pull out all the time named teams. So it doesn't mean much, but I don't understand the hullabaloo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So
unders is, I think, a good bet because... St Kilda, the Suns are going to want to stop St Kilda getting on a roll because St Kilda look exciting when they kick lots of goals. Now, the Suns are playing for their team, as I said, their coach, and I think they're going to keep keep trying to shut it down, and they're at home. So I think it might be a close, low-scoring game early. Maybe there might be goals late, but I think 160 at the unders is a good bet as well. But Suns.
Well, I'm the other way. I think St Kilda with their ruckman and ruckman back, I think they found their mojo. Bradley Hill's back in some good form. I think the Saints, and trust me when I say this, Gold Coast form means fuck all for who they played last week.
Now, is that your brain or your heart talking?
Both. Don't take much out of beating the Pies, because they're shot. So I think St Kilda, you can have the 1.5 just in case. But I think St Kilda, that's just about my bet of the week. I think the Saints. Mm-hmm. I think they're back, found their mojo. I think they get the Gold Coast.
Interesting. Well, we just spoke about your mob in the beginning, and then you talked about them just then, Dane. It is the Collingwood Football Club, and they're going up against North Melbourne. If they're going to beat anyone, surely it's this team. North are paying $3.14, and Collingwood are paying $1.37. The line is 22.5, and the over-unders is 167.5. Dane, are Collingwood going to get back on the winners list this week?
Is this being played at Amy Park? This may be a nil or draw. This may be a soccer game. This may be a nil or draw here. How the total is 167.5 has got me beat.
What do you think it'll be?
I thought 100 should be 107. I don't know how you can give Collingwood four goals in. I don't know how you can expect Collingwood to beat anyone by four goals at the moment. Wouldn't beat St Kilda City by four goals that I'm playing with at the moment. So in saying that, I'm taking the Pies at the line.
Right. I'm going to say that your brain's doing much better in tipping than your heart this year.
Yeah, no, I can't. I cannot possibly. And this is a bit of reverse psychology because I keep tipping and I keep losing.
Reverse mob, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tip Collingwood as just a basic tip.
Yeah.
But I can't give Collingwood. It should be just about a pick 'em game.
Well, unders is the bet, surely.
Yeah, it is. But, like, if I was doing the odds, then obviously it's a pick 'em game, surely. Maybe Collingwood plus 4 or 5.5, or minus 4 or 5.5, but you can't give Collingwood. Collingwood kick four goals, to beat them by four goals. So that's the problem. So, but I like the unders the bet in that game. But if you do want to take a bet at the line, I would say North and then tip Collingwood. So there's a bit of everything for you. But I'm tipping Collingwood with my head, ladies and gentlemen. With my heart. Tipping Collingwood with my heart. Certainly not with my head.
Or pocket. In 2010, I saw So You Think win the Cox Plate by 2 lengths. And then a week later, against a worse field in the McKinnon, he was $1.70 and he won by 5 lengths. And Collingwood's $1.36. Now, take that in mind when you're talking about odds.
I don't know how.
Take that in fit.
No, you couldn't.
No. So unders is the bet here, 167.5.
Well, we'll move on to your mob, Ralph. We seem to be doing quite well at the moment. The Melbourne Demons taking on the Sydney Swans. Demons are paying $1.30 and Sydney are paying $3.57. The line is 23.5 and the over-unders is 158.5. Ralph, despite their win last week over Geelong, Sydney have got not great odds.
Well, I think actually from a value perspective, they are good odds, and I reckon I've covered Melbourne pretty well this year, and I think Sydney at the line is the bet here, 23.5 points. Mm-hmm. Viney out is a massive out of the midfield. Tomlinson out, and shout out to Tomlinson.
Absolutely.
He's our man who listens to us.
The only bloke in the AFL.
What a bloke.
I hope he gets better. Absolutely, and
when I gamble responsibly, Adam, if you're listening to this.
If you are, yeah. You can't bet on footy, yeah. But you particularly.
Even if you are, gamble responsibly. And
yes.
Make sure you don't get caught.
And as part of the shout-out, Dane, I was going to read out, because he listens to us, to give him something, a bit of a bunk up. I was going to read out to him what a dirty Adam was on Urban Dictionary. Okay.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
And then I looked it up, and I'm not going to be reading
that.
I'm
so proud of him.
No, don't. So...
Look it 23 up,
and a half is a, and Sydney have Franklin, Rampy and Hewitt back. That's a pretty strong in. So
yeah.
I think in a bit of a dog fight, I hope the D's get up, obviously, but four goals
absolutely
in is a very good start.
And to fuck someone's parents and let them suck your dick so they can taste where they came from. That is a dirty Adam. So, Adam, I hope you're listening. All the other, that's not well, is it?
Dane, we made a collective decision as a podcast to not read that on air.
That's not well.
So well, Sam.
Adam's pretty fucking dirty, isn't he? There you go. Well, there you go, Adam.
Adam's not saying thank you. I don't think anyone is.
Yeah, Ralph, you're going to get us fucking sacked again, and you started it. Again, this is twice. But let's always give the people what they want. Where were we? What game? Sydney. You're the right there, Ralph? Ralph, you're right. Mate.
The game is Melbourne, Sydney.
Listen, it's not a bad idea, but they're going the wrong way about it. Because you can find out where you've come from. You can get an ancestry or something like that. And you can find out where you've come from without having to do that. But listen, if that's your thing, fucking go for it, I guess. But there are easier means to find out where you've come from, Adam. There you go.
Adam would like to know who your bet is for the Melbourne Sydney game, please.
This comes. Are you right there, Ralph? This comes down to this comes down to simple math science once again. Melbourne aren't going through undefeated. But I'm a bit like,
they're still a trillion and one.
Yeah, I'll still die. They're a billion and a half to one. I'm going to tip Melbourne, but their loss is coming very soon. But I'm going to take Sydney at the line. I'm with you. Yeah. I think they Buddy's back. The way Sydney played the MCG against the Tigers.
Good form.
And I actually like the over. If it's a nice night, I think Sydney will play attacking style like they did against Richmond, and the D's obviously are pretty powerful themselves. So over for me is the bet there, but I'll also take Sydney at the line, and I'll tip Melbourne for those just doing a tipping contest.
Fair enough. Well, we've recovered from that. Hopefully very good, we're still on air. Yeah, we'll move on to the next one. Now, in Perth, we call it a derby. I think here you call it a derby. What do they call it in Adelaide? A derby or a derby?
A showdown.
Well, it's the showdown between Port Adelaide and Adelaide. Port Adelaide paying $1.17. Adelaide paying a whopping $5.10. The line is 30.5 and the over-unders is 163.5. I'm going to give the reins back to you, Ralph, because Dane needs to compose himself.
Well, obviously.
I think it's the other way around. I'm completely composed.
Exactly. Port are obviously short favourites. The Crows scores against. Let's eliminate the ruse. So we go back 106, 102, 84, 85, 120, 91. That's what they've had scored against them the past eight rounds. Seven of the eight rounds, the ruse kicked 68 against them. So this will be Port. Hinkley will be smashing walls this week after their performance against Brisbane. So not only will they win, but it'll be a big scoring game. So I think overs is one of the bets of the round, 163 points. It's a nice... and obviously Port are probably good things, but they're good things twice, but 163.5 appeals.
Ralph, that's exactly what I've got down. $1.70 if you want to throw in your multi-builders, as you know, Ralph.
Bit of value.
I've said for the last couple of weeks the wheels have fallen off Adelaide. Anyone wonder we sent GWS, were moral last week. They flogged them, same again. I like the over two. Even though the showdown could be, you know, physical early on, but once it settles down, like you said, Port will be steaming after getting hammered last week in Brisbane. They'll come out and flog Adelaide. Adelaide are done for the year. They'll win a couple more, but they're going to be down with us by the end of the year. Probably three games ahead of us, but they'll be down there somewhere. So I like the over and Port at the line for me.
Fair enough. Well, we're moving on to Sunday footy, where the Hawks are taking on the West Coast Eagles. The Hawks are $2.65, West Coast $1.49. The line is 13.5, and the over-unders is 170.5. Dane, How do you feel about this matchup?
Is this at the MCG or is
yes.
it?
Yes, it is.
MCG?
Yes.
West Coast, minus 13. The Hawks are done. Everyone says Els Clarks is a genius and like he's going to bring him up, but they got their pants pulled down last week. And I think West Coast, I turned it off for last week because money was good. I don't think they lost anyone, didn't get injuries. So, yeah, I just think the West Coast would probably get this done by about three or four goals. That's about all I've got to say on this.
Ralph.
They're just much better side.
100%. And I know it is at the MCG, but let's say off last week's form, Eagles are $1.10. Like Hawthorn are terrible. They're not that bad, but they were terrible last week against St Kilda. And I know you can say that's been an overreaction, but the other thing I like about the psychology, Swanee, won't Adam Simpson, given how much they were thrashed by Geelong the week before, he'll be smashing windows saying, you've done nothing unless you can win at the MCG.
And I think they've lost their last, I think they've got smacked their three interstate games this year. So,
yes.
I think this is the one where they massive focus, they turn around and get it done.
Yep, so over 13.5, I'm with you, Swanee.
Wonderful. Line. Well, the second last game of the round, we see the Western Bulldogs taking on Carlton. The Bulldogs are paying $1.38, Carlton $3.18. The line is 21.5. And the over-unders for this one, Swanee, is 173.5. Who takes home the chocolates?
Yeah. I got stuck in the weeds on social media with a few of the Carlton faithful. jumped in the mud again. It was fun for an hour or so there when David T, well, it was all one on the Instagram things, he said, our best is good enough to beat anyone. And I wrote, lol. Ooh. just lol. Mate. Well, those keep coming back with like Collingwood is shit or Collingwood one. They keep rolling 1-6. It's like, who? Yeah, I know Collingwood is shit. Well, what do you want? Like, who gives a fuck? They really thought it was going to upset me. Complete morons they are. Carlton supporters. They've jumped above Essendon. Yeah, so good on them.
There you go.
Yep. So I think the Dogs belt them. I hope they do. So I'll be going back and just giving everyone I wrote to just a little please explain. Dogs got beat last week. They've dropped the one that they were going to, which I said was coming. It happened. And just like Melbourne, I said that North would get within them. North, they fucking nearly toppled them. It could have been last time. I think the Dogs by more than four goals quite comfortably, and I like, actually, if it's a nice night, it's just at Etihad or at
Etihad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marble.
You should go to near 200 total points here. So, because it's at Etihad, I'll take the over. I'll take the Dogs 21.5 as my best bet with a little side over.
Agree entirely. Western Bulldogs want to prove that that was an aberration against Richmond. And the one thing with Carlton, they've yet to show they can hold a side because even Essendon scored a bag last week against them. So even though they won, so Bulldogs at the Dome will be wanting to score a really big score. So overs look a nice bet. I agree with you, Swanee, and with the line as well. I think it'll be a blowout.
Yeah.
Well, the last game of the round has had a little bit of controversy. It's moved to the Gabba, I believe. Ralphie, correct me if I'm wrong. The Brisbane Lions taking on Fremantle Dockers. The Lions are $1.20. Frio, $4.45. The line is 30.5 and over-unders is 160.5, Ralph.
Well, again, you don't want to overreact on one week, but off last week, Brisbane are $1.02, not $1.20. What a gift to get the be able to stay at home after Frio got smashed by West Coast. They've still got a big injury list. Frio, I think Justin Longmuir is going to be a great coach long term, but until they can get their full side in the park, you don't want to be facing the Brisbane at the Gabba as Brisbane are getting themselves together. So I think it's going to be a Sunday blowout, actually. I like the three favourites all to cover the line, including Frio. So Frio at the line for me. Frio to get beaten at the line. Yeah, Brisbane.
Yeah,
Brisbane especially
with
the line.
Yeah, easy to get out again. Yeah, you get out just Brisbane at the line. I think they get, unless it's torrential rain or something up there, which I don't know about. If it's nice, these you get out, just whatever you've lost, just put that on Brisbane at the line and you'll come out even for the weekend.
So my multi there's a Sunday blowout into the over with the Crows. So the showdown 163, there has to be a total score more than that, and then the all the favourites to win but to cover the line. So that's the Eagles, the Bulldogs, and the Lions, and that is $12.90.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know what my odds are because I don't add them up, but GWS to win. Mm-hmm. We're taking Port at the line. The Dogs Carlton over total points, and then we'll just sit back and cruise and just Brisbane to win. That's all we need. We'll just have an easy out on the Sunday.
Fabulous.
$20 value.
Yeah, exactly. Just so you got something to watch. So you can put it on. Don't have to concentrate too much. Cook the kids some dinner. Just have it on in the background. Then just think how you're going to spend it. You don't need to be stressed when it's 4 or 5 goals at 3/4 time.
Hasn't he changed there, Samantha?
He really has. He's become a family man.
You reckon that would be his sort of Sunday focus? That's $6.04, don't you?
Well done. Well,
unless you're in the get out stakes, unless you've had a bad day and then you've just whacked it all on, then you have to sit there and stress through it.
So $6.04, your multi, which is GWS win, Brisbane win, Dogs over, and Port and the show and the Crows
at the line.
At the line.
Yep. Well, you touched on early, Dane, that your bet of the week might have been Gold Coast St Kilda, but then just then you said that it was the Western Bulldogs. Is that correct? Is that your best bet?
Yeah.
And Ralph, your best bet of the week? Is that the Port?
Eagles overs? To beat the Hawks. Eagles to cover the line at the Hawks 13.5.
Wonderful. Well, there you have it. That was the AFL preview show with Swanee and Friends bonus special extra episode that
it's
we brought
not,
to you.
But anyway.
Well, we did our best, and that was round 8. Thanks for joining us.
Big thank you to all the Adams. Big thank you to all the Adams.
All the Adams. If you're having a flutter over the weekend, please do sue responsibly, and we'll be back next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.